God's purposes are ripening in the earth. Elder Almasan. Almasan. Conference Report. April 1950. Pages 79-82. My brethren and sisters, it seems most proper and fitting that I should follow Elder Ezra Taft Benson as the speaker this morning, for I followed him to Europe, and I followed him as the president of the European mission, which I consider was a great privilege and certainly a great honor. It was my second mission to Europe. I went there first in the year 1910, Kingdom Shaken. At that time, as a missionary in Great Britain, I delivered a gospel tract which had been written by President Charles W. Penrose. In this tract, as a conclusion, President Penrose wrote, "The Lord is about to shake terribly the kingdoms of this world. He will break in pieces the nations as a potter's vessel," and as a warning to the readers he said, "Salvation has come unto you, reject it not, lest ye fall and perish." I have seen some of the scenes described so well by President Benson this morning, and here in this holy place I feel singularly isolated from a world torn asunder by tumult, contention, and misunderstanding. This place is like an oasis in a desert land, war-weary world. Europe is faced with uncertainty everywhere, and it seems to me some of its nations are floundering spiritually, economically, and politically. When I traveled through the countries of Europe the first time with President Benson, I saw a war-weary world. The people were sick and tired. Some of them were cold and hungry. The ravages of war had cut deep into their lives. I shall never forget the grim and solemn scenes which met our eyes. President Benson, with his benign and reassuring personality, was an inspiration wherever and whenever he appeared. The people needed to be reassured and strengthened. Worldly possessions had been lost. Homes had been destroyed. Landmarks had disappeared. Hopes and aspirations had been shattered. Food, clothing, and shelter, so essential to humanity's welfare, were scarcely available. Fear and anxiety haunted the lives of the people. The winter of 1946 to 1947 was the worst in a century. A good meal and a warm room were luxuries. I shall not forget the supreme satisfaction I felt when I saw the welfare supplies which had been shipped from Salt Lake City safe and secure in the warehouse in Geneva, Switzerland. It is a bold undertaking, this welfare program, for the Latter-day Saints are now scattered throughout the world. No Latter-day Saint in Europe then doubted the prophetic inspiration back of the welfare program. Here was life. Here was hope for the starving and suffering members of the church. But proper distribution to those who needed it was a problem. President Benson, with characteristic energy and wise supervision, had already opened the door, but problems continued to arise. The German relief committees in Berlin, Stuttgart, and other places did not fully understand our welfare program. Many explanations were needed. The real problem was to reach our own church members. Relief extended. Other charitable organizations made a general distribution through agencies which had been set up for that purpose. The church and its members had been liberal in their contributions, as you know, for that purpose, but the welfare program was intended primarily to assist members of the church who had suffered reverses and setbacks. I am glad to report to you today that most of them were reached, lives were saved, distress relieved, and the ordinary comforts restored. Expressions of gratitude came from every quarter. Newspapers and magazines recognized and praised the project and pointed to it as a great Christian endeavor. I would be derelict and ungrateful if I failed to mention the gigantic task which rested upon the General Welfare Committee of the Church. Their work was well and efficiently done. Shipments reached their destinations without serious losses or delays. God at the helm. I do not believe the Church will ever fail in any great emergency. God will always be at the helm to inspire and direct its leaders. The pioneers succeeded under such inspiration. They laid the foundation of a great commonwealth and did whatever was necessary to safeguard the work established by Joseph Smith, the prophet. No failure was anticipated in the work to be done. No unhallowed hand, said the prophet, can stop God's work from progressing, said the Lord Jesus. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Missionary enterprise. The missionary enterprise of the church has gone forward under divine inspiration and protection. It has survived bitter persecution, misrepresentation, scurrilous falsehoods waged against it by opponents who would not and could not understand. It has withstood slander, abuse, and mobocracy when the church was young and its members few. Today it is more firmly established than ever. The barriers are crumbling, and the doors are being opened by an unseen power for the proclamation of the everlasting gospel. It will not fail. God's purposes are ripening in the earth, and the predictions concerning the last days are being fulfilled. The gospel is being preached without fear or favor wherever religious freedom has been established. The preservation of that freedom rests upon you and me and all free men. The adversary of truth and light is organizing his forces in the world. He is the great enemy of freedom and human rights, both of which are God-given. I have seen the adversary system in operation in Europe. It stifles all progress and destroys happiness and independence. It makes for slavery and paves the way for sorrow and disappointment. It is the exact opposite of Christ's plan of life and salvation. The two can never be blended. Book of Mormon. I want to testify that the Book of Mormon is well nigh indispensable in the great missionary work which is going forward in the world. Its importance cannot be overstated. In some of the missions of Europe, copies of the Book of Mormon have not been available, and the demand for them has been great. The scriptural productions of Joseph Smith the prophet are powerful and irrefutable testimonies to the divinity of his calling, Gospel of Salvation. It was my privilege to meet and to be interviewed by many newspaper representatives in Europe during my stay there. One of them, after a lengthy interview, made this statement to me: God will give the British people a chance. That chance will come from your church. You can save England. You can save Europe. You have everything. It will be a long, tough job. It will take a generation. I can see this, but I haven't the genius to explain it. I don't know enough. You have done 100 years of constructive work without a slip and without misrepresentation, and you have not found it necessary to lie and deceive as have some other churches. God's work is going forward in Europe, and it is the gospel of salvation. May we appreciate it. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.